I want to know what it is quit is trying to say. Oh, shit. Well, back at it. Oh, shit. Hey, hold on. Before we really get started and shit, did y'all hear about the married cop that got fired after
she got the train? Speed train. Yeah.
They said speed train.
Several high speed trains.
I looked it up. It's
my first video. I need to see this big forehead ass bitch. Did you see what the woman looked like?
Oh my goodness, yeah. It was ugly.
I was like, damn, really?
She looked like a woman. She looked like a bitch that had to let niggas get trained.
Yeah, I was like, damn.
She
looked
like Morty in the police house.
There's a whole lot of...
How you got your husband?
And he stayed with her. He said he gonna stand by her.
Yeah, he was still standing by.
Cop train. That's the first fucking... He must have got a weird kink.
He must have got paid.
He was in. He had to be in on it.
Boy, she got a head on her. Boy, I know her. Boy.
What if it was smacking, though?
She was in her
pussy. It had to be. He had to be.
He got fired for a lot.
It's a lot of niggas in there. I don't like that.
She has a name in Japan. They call the bullet train out there Shinkansen.
Was that Hispanic?
Yeah. Shinkansen.
She don't get...
Nigga.
She got equal opportunity for it.
Like, yo, everybody.
This nigga and this free enterprise mindset.
Hey,
you know what? We should have brought Spence too.
I think he was encouraging.
He's standing by his wife.
I was going to.
Yeah.
I was definitely going to, but I was like, hold on. I'm going to save him for next week.
I'm telling you, man, I think he was encouraging.
He had to be a part of this. Well, there's no way he didn't, though.
It's like, come on, baby.
That was the first thing. He's pimping the bitch hard.
Y'all put this on OnlyFans? Like, what's
bitch, you better have the best.
That's a blue copy.
He said,
that's a blue copy.
He said, hey, look, bitch, I can take you to the top for real.
Legal. That's his hoe. That ain't his wife. That's his hoe.
He said I was charging niggas.
Oh, home. Shit. Wait a minute. I forgot to report. I just saw. I heard. That's because it's crazy.
Who? Me?
No. I would never say that like that, though.
To allow niggas to train with their wife.
Fuck it all. I ain't gonna marry no bitch that I...
Do they got kids? That's... Like, do they got kids?
When I get that much in my feelings, shit, man...
I hope they ain't got kids.
Yeah, you gotta be bad, but if you got me this much in my feelings...
Exactly.
I was just being my feelings about bitches like that. So
yeah.
If I like a
bitch
like that,
yeah,
real. Getting
that bag, I ain't mad at you.
His name ain't on
the list. Who is?
He's
a cop too.
Oh, he's a cop too.
Yeah, they broke up.
Oh, Mary, wow. Cop.
Yeah.
Wait, the husband was a cop too, or?
Fired for allowing the entire police department to have some
trans. Yeah, the husband is a cop. They broke up.
Where
did I say? Oh, that's a weird kink. You gotta look into their arrest records.
He be watching that shit on X videos. You know the cop fucking the niggas and shit like that.
He probably bisexual or some shit.
He bisexual.
I ain't trying to be funny, but he probably bisexual.
My nigga a cuck. I ain't gonna hold you.
That's some cuck
though. Yeah, I'm gonna keep real though, man. Me being friends with niggas who worked in hotels and shit like that, spent a lot of time in hotels. Like, I've been hearing a lot of stories about couples, man. You know what I'm saying? With husbands, when a wife's a dude, fuck and shit like that. What's a dude fuck his wife?
What's
a dude fuck his lady and shit?
Weird. You see that shit in the gym for sure.
As a matter of fact, I've been weird. At the pool at the Mirage at Bear.
I've been waiting for that.
And shit, I think I told you a story about a woman.
Hey, yo.
Bitch kept going up to me, putting her ass on me while her husband was right there watching.
Oh, that.
I've been waiting for that bitch. I'll be like, yo, my husband doesn't mind when he fucking niggas. Oh, man. I'm on the way.
Really? Damn, so you ain't even got it like...
I'll take the joy out of being a side nigga.
It does.
I don't want it just easy. I want to feel like I took it. Like I would like
I like that feeling of almost getting caught.
In the closet with a Batman costume on.
I
cut it out. Cut it out.
That shit cool till you almost die.
That's a fact. That is a fact.
Exactly.
Wrong niggas killed behind bitches.
Man.
You fucking are too good.
Yeah, niggas these days, that'd be the first thing they kill behind. These niggas is emotional these days.
Man, just take the L and go.
Niggas gonna kill you behind their own homeboy, but they kill you behind the bitch.
Quick.
Fast. Oh, Lord have mercy. You know what? I'm gonna play some music, get it started.
Oh, hey.
Who's that?
Man.
For you, baby.
I done been around the world, been around the block, been around hoes to fuck Biggie and Pac like Vita Guerrera. Ass took her to the top. She'll give you some brains. You let her throw up the rock. Let her put on your chain. She'll throw you some cock. Picture that, like Megan Good and Jamie Foxx. Hype saying it's a rap. She's still on the set, putting oil on her legs like she Gloria Velez. She was eye candy in the double XL. Hopped off the page and on a skateboard with Pharrell. I knew she didn't get far, cause $500 can't get you that. How you get that? And all these new video bitches trying to be Melissa Ford, but they don't know Melissa Ford. Drive behind the car, she a video vixen. But behind closed doors, she do whatever it takes to get to the Grammy Awards.
Fucking them rap stars, you know who you are. Put your hands up, ladies. If you kept your legs closed, but you know. Fucking them rap stars, you know who you are. I wrote this song for you. For you, for you, and you.
And I love, oh my, and this is ugly, my baby. Oh, my God.
Listen, look, black on black Mercedes Benz, tattoo all my lady friends, Nipsey on they titties, no game to ESPN, I turn these hoes to lesbians, make her fuck her best of friends, get here for 1 hour, smoke a blunt and catch my second wind, I've been off my tour, but she probably just had sex with him, she's out of your possession, you cannot protect her, then South Central, that's my residence, deadly like those 7 cents, and if I'm not the king of this, I must be the president. OMG, I'm in a shit. Money is my medicine. Shout out to my niggas in the pen, text messaging. Shout out to them bitches getting it in they crevices. Conjugal business makes sex seem so irrelevant. Forget about the risk we took, I never can. Revel in this white man's world until they bury him. Bury him. Being broke is so un-American. That's why I'm screaming all money yens till I end. Nigga, I'm trying to win a lottery.
Oh my. Otis?
Fire. Welcome back to Black Aces Podcast, episode 130. It's your boy Ari, aka El Capitan, aka Duce Poppy. And to my left.
Hey, it's your boy Twan. How y'all doing? That's right, talk back to me. Hope y'all had a good week. What's going on? We got my man. Hey, we got some good people on the other side of the room right here. We got some real good people.
I am Rod.
Out of ignorance,
Rod of Ignorance, Definitely Ignorance is the podcast name.
Back again.
Why it look like we got a keyboard going on?
I was going to wear red today. Too. I was going to wear red today too. I ain't going to lie. Like,
it was raining. I was like, I'm wearing hoodies all week.
I ain't mad at you.
Nigga, don't talk to me. You too old for me to be able to see your knees through your jeans.
See, that's fine and dandy. You wash your
pants
one more time.
Let me get some of that. Let me get some of that detergent off them cheeks. Nigga, you're glistening like a Christmas ham. Hey, y'all notice the room got brighter when this nigga came in.
Hey.
Nigga, beer belly poking out like Hank Hill.
What? Oh, shit.
Hey, out of pocket.
Hey, stand up.
That's why. That's
your thing. Right, nigga. Hey, it ain't that bad.
I ain't like 5'4 in them.
Niggas is funny, bro.
These niggas be out here little.
Hey, it do be, man, you do be surprised how tall some people aren't.
Bro.
Or how short some people are, man.
Oh, man. Meeting some of these famous people, you know, being from Vegas, you see so many people when you be out and shit. Seeing some of these motherfuckers, you be like,
Oh, thank you,
God,
sir.
Goddamn, they make you look big.
Like, man.
You little as fuck. Like, remember, most of the famous niggas be little. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're an athlete. Most of them niggas be little.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The first time I see Mark Ingram in the club?
Who, Brandon Ingram, you said?
Mark Ingram.
Oh.
Like, almost.
Brandon Ingram.
I didn't even see him. Wait, but here's the thing. His security was short, too, so I almost walked into all the niggas. It was like a wall.
Nigga, when we saw old boy yesterday. Running back's gonna be that tall. We saw old boy yesterday.
Oh.
That nigga little as fuck.
Huh? Yo.
So, ha-ha. Yes.
I believe
that nigga jumped on top of the fucking speaker. I'm still taller than that nigga while he's standing on the speaker.
Who? Who?
That nigga little.
Clinton. Damn.
You like, what, 5'4"?
Something like that. You got Kevin Hart.
5'4".
You know, Michael B. Jordan wasn't that tall either. Michael B. Jordan?
He about 5'7".
You like 5'9"?
You like 5'7", 5'8".
5'7"? That's all.
That's
all
you see.
No,
oh, you said
what?
What?
Oh, oh, this nigga. Get your ass. That's why my package was late, huh?
That nigga smoking.
That's why my shit was late the other day.
That ain't got shit to do with me, dog.
What district does this nigga cover? That's why my shit was fucked up. My W-2 better be that nigga. Don't play with me.
Hey, nah. Hey, how you niggas week been though, for real? How you niggas week been?
What's your money? Pretty sure.
Well,
I never ain't worried
about
birthday.
Huh?
Oh, shout out to her.
Oh, happy birthday.
Wait, huh?
I was gonna say, what she look like? What she look like?
She's gotta be a part of the family and shit.
No, I'm just saying, I don't like their mother-in-law. So a lot of niggas don't like their mother.
She's good to me, dog.
Good.
Really, hey.
That's dope to have.
Hey. She be holding
it's
down.
It's really a narrative. Those moms are cool.
She been watching the kids and shit?
Baby cool with it.
Like with no issue?
No issue. She don't live out here no more, but.
Okay, but when she did, though, it was like no issue.
Three babies.
Oh, my God.
That's the best, nigga. The best.
Listen, love that. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I am contemplating just moving so I can get away from these niggas who don't want to help me take care of my fucking kids. It's not like I want niggas to help me take care of my kids, but nigga,
it's like every night, nigga.
It's just like there's certain times like, yo, I want to take my wife out or some shit. I want to fucking come up here and do the shit that I need
something to do.
Yeah, man, it's like fuck. When I was a kid, I was at my grandma's house every damn day.
Now that she live in El Paso, I can set my kids up for the summer.
Ooh.
Ooh. Nice.
Summer's going to be crazy.
I think I'm about to
move. Yeah, my parents are really involved with my kids. I really can't complain.
I don't complain at all, my boy.
They're older, so they don't do all the extra activities and shit no more. But
still, nigga.
They'll get them anytime. 5 and 12.
Oh, see, yours is, they're self-sufficient.
Right.
Mine is 4 and 1. So
it's okay.
Mine's 5 and 4.
A little bit more self-sufficient. Just a little bit more.
But even as babies, they have my kids.
They get their own clothes out. I ain't got to worry about it.
Nigga, mine's is 5 and 6 months? No more. I don't know why I started over.
Man, I started over shit at 33 years old. So
man.
I might have had a boy and a girl. That way,
even though that ain't old, but I had my last baby on purpose. But
Man, just so fucked. What about you? What?
It was accident.
Niggas have accidents, nigga.
Accidents like a
she gonna be hurt. I mean, I'm fucking when she see this shit. Accident. So I'm on the accident. Yeah, baby.
Accident.
I was on purpose too, but
accident babies be the cool babies sometimes.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be real, cool low key. Sometimes. Low key.
My first kid when I came back. I got separation.
Come back, can't wait to shoot that thing.
Let me say,
but now you can't leave now.
I got out.
That is wild. I ain't got no kids, though.
Now.
Hey.
I love kids.
On me.
Just,
I love kids, but you ain't missing.
Oh, I spoiled that little one.
Another expensive
abortion
stress. Hey,
listen, you just missing a broke friend. That's all that is.
Hey, I spoiled that little one, though.
Just start worrying.
I spoil them tough. He on an allowance and everything, and I don't even litter.
I'm spending a lot more, boy. Christmas hit.
But he ain't great kid, though. I'm very involved with him, even for like long distance.
Christmas hit the fuck out your boy. Go ahead, G. Yeah. Hey, y'all ready for sports?
Let's do it.
We good. Congrats to Naomi Osaka on her pregnancy.
Ain't nobody congratulating that bullshit. Her ass gonna be just like Serena. Come back after that baby and be sorry as shit.
I hope not. I really hope not.
What is?
Hey, shout out to Cordado. I mean, you know.
Shout out to him because he hit the lottery.
Shout out to him for sure.
Damn. Yeah, that's got to be. But they ain't worried about too much.
Yeah, of course she made more than
that. Nigga, she made like 50 mil a year. Nigga, she definitely made more than that.
Was she the highest paid female athlete last year?
I don't know if she's the highest paid, but she got red. She's black and Japanese?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She know both languages too, I believe. So she gonna get that money.
Oh.
She's gonna get that money.
That's a very comfortable life.
She got a Nike deal too?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's a very comfortable life.
Yeah, with Serena gone, they're gonna try to push her now.
She at the top at this point.
Yeah.
For tennis.
I'm not even wrong. She deserves it.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying, man? Most of her fame came from beating Serena.
So, like, I can't be mad.
Last couple years, she hasn't won much at all.
Nigga, she ain't played much at all.
I hope she does. But that's the problem, though. That's the problem. I understand you're not playing, but you kind of are starting to, like, you know, give room to somebody else to take the spotlight. Do you know what I'm saying? So she kind of needs to get that
behind. I mean, it's part of the game, though.
Well, you know, she said her mental health was taking a hit.
Was she taking a break anyway?
Yeah, she been kind of taking a break, low-key.
Yeah, for mental health shit, she was saying.
I see why, shit.
I think she having a problem dealing with the fame.
Oh, absolutely.
Naomi?
I think she's so used to just being a little regular ass.
I ain't gonna lie, that first pick, that's a bad pick. That is a bad pick. That is a very bad pick.
Yeah, she definitely.
Like how far along. God damn it, Rod.
I don't know if they even know the sex yet.
But nigga, look how far along.
They should at that point.
Right.
Right there, they should.
Ass baby. Nigga, the shit down there.
And she may be further along. I don't know if there's a date.
She's on the 12th, nigga.
I was gonna say that maybe
in the past. Taking time off to get dick. That's what she was doing.
Nigga, Corday was
wasn't nothing wrong with her mental health. She was getting that dick.
That nigga got that.
She had this nigga Turks and Caicos.
Corday took the little wall so he can give it to her.
That was and then making joke. Them trash ass songs. Joke. Nothing didn't want to.
I was about to say, as long as that bitch is better than his daddy, nigga.
Who the fuck? I'm not listening to that shit.
Who the fuck wants to
get
That's what happened to Chance.
I don't feel like this shit hitting me in my chest. The fuck?
So like Chance the Rapper, you hate?
Oh man,
he got a few songs I like.
Like that last album about his wife.
Nobody listened to that shit. Nobody listened to that shit.
That's the rap.
Coloring Book?
Oh, Coloring Book.
Coloring Book was solid.
Man, that nigga eyes too far apart.
Coloring Book?
Shit was all that.
Said the eyes is too far apart?
Hell yeah.
I think it was all that.
Oh, God.
I don't think it was good at all. No, I don't think it was that good.
What the niggas gonna do? I'm definitely not scared of either of them. Fuck me. I'm like, what?
Who are you talking about?
Fucking Corday. Like,
about us.
Hey, nigga.
I'll tell y'all
what it is over here today.
That's like 5'4" shit.
Yeah, that nigga.
Oh, he's a little nigga that feels. I'll take back what I said. That feels petty.
But no, they definitely not
the lightest. You know what? We're gonna move on to some Nelson sports.
It's just society braids either.
Hey, I'll just talk. I'm just joking. I don't want no smoke. I don't want no smoke, y'all. This is a joke. I'll take it back. I'm fine.
Oh, Lord. You know what? Shout out to Georgia.
I turned that shit off.
Shout out to Georgia for that beating they put on TCU.
The
oh, my goodness. Like, mid game.
That shit was the worst championship game ever. Like,
it was over.
College or sports period? College or just sports period?
That was pretty bad, man.
That game, I'm saying, man.
And they supposed to go to the SEC soon? TCU is supposed to go to the SEC? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Who are?
When they join the SEC, they about to get... They're going to be at the bottom. They're going to be down at Vanderbilt. Yeah, they're recruiting hella good, though.
They got like 3 to 5 Alabama niggas this past like a couple weeks.
That's they're good. Killing the portal, too. The transfer portal.
That's good.
Yeah, they'll be back in that position.
Oh, yeah. They'll get better.
I don't know about this season, but they'll, probably
not they'll get better, season. For sure.
They'll be better.
Y'all hear about what happened to Enos Freedom?
No.
It's a bit out on that man.
They got half a milli on that nigga head.
What country?
Turkey.
Turkey?
Yeah.
Talking shit about the politicians.
Yeah, my nigga. Yeah, that's what
he was. Yeah, he was.
That's why you say he can't go back home.
Yeah, they gonna kill that nigga.
In America,
mm-hmm.
But we haven't seen from him?
We seen him, but no. He ain't here.
Now. But Turkey just put
who is he playing for?
Boston. He's out. I think he's out the league right now. He's out the league right now, right? He's saying he's being blackballed.
Yeah, that nigga talks.
Government put a 50K.
They're not playing with that nigga. They're on his head.
He's suing the NBA right now because he feel like he in blackballed. But that nigga says something. You know, you can't say something.
But he over here hating on LeBron.
No, it ain't really about what he said per se. He's going against that country really. Like he doesn't believe in what they believe in. Like he's fighting against it. And out there, you're not supposed to do that kind of shit. You ain't supposed to publicly speak out against the government and shit.
I am not owned by.
He's supposed to be in prison at first. You know what I'm saying? Basically, like for him doing that. You know what I'm saying? They basically like take you to prison.
For him saying it.
Yes. Yep. So since he been in America though,
he can say whatever he fucking want.
They can't take him to prison.
You can do whatever you want over here.
He just can't go to Turkey.
Well, yeah, he can't go there.
He can't really go to like Europe.
There. So
well, I'm not going home.
Yeah, I'm just fucked that
that's
place.
That's what they're not doing.
That's out. I'm out.
Put a hit out on them though.
I'm cool. Y'all got it.
Niggas from Turkey could come over here and just try to shoot this nigga and then
escape. They go back home, get half a million.
In prison, what the fuck?
They
just got to get back home. They just gotta get back home.
Government, nigga, they're coming home. They're not going to prison. If they get caught here, they're
going to prison. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because that nigga ain't leaving the United States.
Nah. This is sensational.
Probably.
That's it. Canada
got a that's a wild life.
So,
a lot of the world going to be on that
41-17.
That's crazy. You get dunked on by LeBron, and then niggas trying to kill you the same night.
Mm. Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, shit, definitely.
That is a sorry life to live.
Oh, my God. This is definitely.
Just think of LeBron windmilling one on your ass, and then you gotta go home and niggas trying to shoot at you. You're having a terrible time.
LeBron getting windmilled on, it's probably the best
thing to happen. Okay. He probably got one more contract after that. I ain't gonna hold you.
I seen his ass in person. He's real, much smaller in person, like frail. Cantor, you know, it's Cantor.
Freedom.
Whatever.
Freedom.
What? Yeah. It doesn't seem very free.
Y'all got anything else in sports? By time? Yeah, not really.
Playoffs
is this weekend. I mean, you'll hear about it next week. We ain't really gonna do that. Yeah, we talked about that shit. That was a good
ass fight. How hard you gotta get hit for niggas say I can't see?
He
got hit in the temple.
That's what I'm saying. Ow.
He said, I can't see, and I don't know where I'm at.
To admit that shit? Crazy.
That mean
a nigga hit hard. That nigga said I felt my brain for a second.
And the funny thing is, he was tagging Javonte too.
Yeah, good footwork.
That nigga just been
taking
shit.
Once the numbers came out,
he was tagging.
Man, 88-11.
He was tagging, but the dude was always counting. Like, the dude was pretty good, so... So it just didn't look that
88-11 on the power punches.
Boy, that shit crazy.
88-11 on the power punches.
Yeah.
That shit crazy.
Because, man, the percentage just looked crazy because dude was throwing a jab.
Our fighter's not going to let you hit him with too many power punches. They move too fast. You got to set everything up with the jab.
Yeah.
That's what he's really winning the battle at.
But he was killing his percentages with that jab. I mean, I get it. It's part of your defense. It's got to be part of your like your strategy.
But you the longest person, nigga. The jab is your best friend.
Got to.
I don't understand why certain fighters don't just live off of that motherfucker. Like, they'll never lose a fight if they really use it.
They get beat up on them ropes sometimes.
Right. But I just mean, like, the longer fighting.
Hold on.
Like,
two and four.
Oh shit, my shit about to die.
Well, I asked you niggas about the match.
Nigga, it was like two things before. Let me get that. Oh shit. Oh, we can keep going. What's next? Oh, shit, yo. I ain't got no.
Oh, I just twist.
What's next? Hey, did y'all know the library cards? They now include access to our state parks out here.
I did, but that's dope.
I just read something about it the other day.
I like that. That's a good addition. Yeah. Promote some healthy shit. You know I'll be on that. Hey, yeah. Veterans, y'all get y'all shit in for free. Make sure y'all get y'all.
You said it's 21.
Yeah, I definitely. I'll be in veterans. Like, y'all get into the state parks for free and shit. What?
All right, so after that, did y'all see the new Ant-Man trailer? Is that shit?
Yes, I did. That shit was kind
of
hard.
I did not.
I'm definitely.
I'm not an Ant-Man fan, though.
I'm not either, but.
I didn't watch it because that shit didn't even.
I don't know if I can say worse.
The trailer just.
I'm not going to say worse. I feel like Ant-Man did what it needed to do
for
who it was and to set him up on this last one to get you to be like, all right, now I'm really invested because Jonathan Majors, all this other shit. Like, this one looks like it's about to be better than Spider-Man. Fuck what everybody else is saying.
Spider-Man wasn't all that.
That's what I'm saying.
It was good for the moment. It was good for the moment.
And this shit right here is going to propel the MCU into the next two phases.
Yes.
So all of the shows, everything else is all coming up behind this, and it's like they gotta start. This is the start of phase five.
I think it's gonna be
five. This is the start of the next phase. I think it's four.
Yes, four. It's four. It's four.
Guardians of the Galaxy, I'm not into either.
I like that one. Yeah, it was funny. They were funny. Yeah, I liked it.
I didn't like the first Doctor Strange.
Really?
Yeah, so I thought so.
I was high when I watched it, so I don't know. It was a little different.
Yeah. You be right out the loop.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm fucking with damn near anything this nigga doing. This nigga Jonathan Majors. I'm fucking with anything he doing right now. That shit,
yeah, this is gonna be way better than
you still read the comics and all that.
I don't read the comics, but like I had comics when I was younger, right?
Oh, he's getting his ass whooped.
Got a chance to collect and do anything with it. So what I started to do is just go on YouTube, and now I follow like 4 to 5 different pages that just talk about all of this shit.
Well, okay.
So that way I'm well versed on everything. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't get the chance to read the comics when I was younger, and I'm not about to.
You don't see it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck all of that.
You know what's fucking me up?
What?
I think that's the same weekend of NBA All-Star Weekend.
Where's that at this year?
Good movie.
When it comes out?
Uh-huh.
What's the weekend?
February 17th.
That's usually
when
it's
gang. It's
right after, like, Valentine's
Day. Uh-huh. Damn. I don't know if I'm gonna watch it, but it ain't gonna be.
It's in Salt Lake City?
Yes.
Okay.
That's close.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem fun at all.
I mean, when you got some millions, you can make anything.
Like,
it's Utah.
You can go snowboarding.
Hey. For you niggas out there. Oh, yeah, probably. They are. They're gonna be in this motherfucker tough.
Deep or Denver.
Nah, they're gonna be here. They're coming.
Denver, or maybe even Aspen.
Here, Denver, or LA?
Yeah. It's close enough.
They not gonna stay there though.
I mean, shit, they might though. Some people may end up like that too. They're probably just gonna outdoors and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? And this will be the one that you'll bring your family to.
I can see that. I can see that.
See, you might do both.
Hey, with the regular niggas that didn't make it, is having a good time too.
You might do both.
They having a good time on that break. What?
I ain't never had no more pussy.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah. No can do.
I heard they throw some good ass neck, though.
I mean, shit, they might. Based on history,
they got
too
popular.
But the kids are very rebellious.
Fuck you, Dad. Yeah. All that, yeah.
They be strict, man. Not rich people, kids, all right? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Every time parents don't budget the kids, that's some kind of issue. There's something going on.
Oh shit!
There's a joke there.
Damn! Oh, you just gotta hope you don't do that as a too.
Shit!
Make a little monster and shit. You think you're raising somebody great and they're not?
They're always gonna be great in your eyes.
Usually, good people make good people. That's what I believe. You might be like a player and shit like that, but like most people that I know that are really cool, like one of their parents. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers raised right, be cool motherfuckers usually.
For the most part.
You know, I ain't talking about just having money, I'm just talking about certain shit instilled in you.
What up, gang?
What's happening, my dude? I was just asking about you earlier. I said we was just asking about you earlier. We ain't seen you in a minute.
I'll be around.
Since we talking about MCU and shit, shout out to Angela Bassett. She got the was it the Golden Globe? Yeah, the Golden Globe. Yep, for Black Panther 2. Shout out to you.
Yes, she did.
It's a, nigga, I should have watched it by now.
That was part of the movie.
Should have watched it by now.
Oh, fuck them. Yeah. Oh, you ain't seen that moment, and this shit online for free already.
Well, no, February, start of February.
It's online already. At decent quality, too.
You know, gotta get that Black
Panther. I saw it when I was watching
it. That
and Avatar.
Of course they do. You know Disney coming.
Which is...
You know Disney coming.
It was cool. I fuck with it.
Oh, that's probably when Moon Girl gonna come out.
It was like a really good movie. Just... Did y'all
see
okay.
that trailer for that?
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur. But they played...
Moon Knight was alright.
Moon Knight was fine.
I ain't watched that yet.
Fucking, yeah, Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur, they got Childish Gambino fucking...
What? Shout out. I fuck with that nigga.
Right. Weird ass.
He gave me too much good shit. He gave me too much shit.
Look at all these niggas playing.
Oh, that's hella niggas. They got Lawrence Fishburne?
He's playing the Beyond.
Oh, I fuck with it. I don't know this white woman.
I don't know that white woman. I'm
going to
go back.
That last name, is she related to Ethan?
Which one?
Hulk? Yeah.
Maybe. Probably.
Probably. That's probably, you know, that's how they get in.
My favorite actor.
You know?
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, you fuck with Black Phone then?
Yeah. That shit good.
That shit really good.
My favorite actor though, like, is that Nigerian nigga. That,
oh, that shit animated? Oh.
That nigga hard.
Wait, who?
The nigga that played Victor Sweet in Four Brothers.
Oh, that nigga is
nice. Hey.
But 12 Years Slave. Nigga. 12 Years Slave nigga, yeah, for sure.
I haven't seen him in a whole lot lately though. But
oh, he was in Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
He's Ben Mordo.
That's right. That nigga range.
Hey, I like this new Twitter.
What?
How y'all like this new Twitter?
I don't.
For you and following shit, and that shit be fucking me up. I've seen old shit because of Trump. I'm like, oh, I'm not even on the real homepage. Like,
yeah, man. I liked it better when you can press the button if you want to do that shit. Like, I don't
want to
see
like, who
shit.
Is okaying this shit?
Yo, that looked like a...
Where the...
Now we're back to seeing... Oh, my God. Now we're back to all the pictures that y'all liked and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't care.
The tweets that you liked or like a tweet respond to somebody I don't even follow. I don't want to see that shit.
At all.
See all y'all conversations.
They want you to fucking...
That shit messy as hell.
To interact with everybody. But like, that's I don't want to see all my friends' conversations. I ain't that nosy. Like, you know what I'm saying?
At all, really.
I'm here to see my niggas and my niggas alone.
I don't go through niggas' page and search anybody. Like, oh,
at all. Hey, if anything, bring back tap to tweet. Just fire some shit off and not have to read what the fuck anybody got to say.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes I'll be having to read.
Huh?
Now I have to read some of the shit some niggas say. I ain't gonna hold you. Some niggas be saying some wild shit.
This is the new Martin Luther King.
Yeah, that what new Martin. Where's that? In Boston?
Chicago.
Chicago?
What am I seeing? See the hands. That's wild. Right.
I thought it was somebody holding a thigh. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm like,
what is that supposed to be?
You tell me.
I ain't gonna load
Boston. Yeah, you know Boston.
Boston?
So it's supposed to be.
Of course it's Boston.
It's supposed to be like a hug, but they took out the body and the head.
Why the fuck would they do that? That's stupid.
Whoever designed this is an asshole.
When you look down,
who financed this shit?
Like
who financed this shit? I got
hey,
a pic.
Like, send me that pic.
Condo.
Send me this pic.
I got a condo in Idaho.
Aerial
view,
it looks like a heart or something like that.
Each front.
You know what I'm saying? I can kind of see look, that happening.
Just
they
the
like,
this shit looks so fucking weird.
That look weird.
See if
there's
an aerial view of
that shit is nasty.
I did it so it looks a certain way when you look down on it. You know what I mean?
Who paid for this shit?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's cool. I don't.
Yeah, that looks weird.
It still looks weird.
This looks like he's going to put a body.
Yeah.
What is this?
Dickhead.
He said dickhead.
No matter the way you look at it, I look like some dicks.
I got to get money out of this somehow. There's no way that I could just like...
Oh, it's supposed to be this.
Oh.
What?
I don't see it.
I don't see it. I do not see it. They could have put...
His hand wasn't even up under her like that.
That's very weird.
His hand was not up under her like that.
That's her hand.
Her hand ain't up under... Oh, that's probably the other side.
That is very strange.
That's weird.
That
I'm
don't
cool.
look nothing alike.
Yeah,
this
I'm
shit
cool.
Stupid.
Hey, at least we got a cover photo now. Right.
Damn it.
That's a penis. White people.
I ain't going to this group.
Hey, since we were talking about the Golden Globes anyway, shout out to Abbott Elementary and Quinta Brunson. She got, they like.
Quinta,
my bad.
Quinta. Who the fuck is Quinta?
Quinta, my bad. Bro, I've been drinking. Leave me alone. All right, I've been drinking, okay?
This thing said great.
Shout out to them. Shout out to everybody involved with that show.
They got a Golden Globe?
They got a bunch. I don't know.
That show was good as fuck.
It is. They got a bunch.
I haven't got into that show.
Bro, it's good.
Like the
I watched a couple episodes. It's cool. Like, I don't think it's bad. It's just, I'm not that drawn to it. It's kind of like,
I
watched a little bit of it.
I'm saying, but like, if you just put it on in some background shit, you're going to laugh. You're going to end up turning around. Like, what the fuck? What is they talking about?
I ain't even seen the piece of it.
You ain't seen none of it.
Like, I see the title. Like,
you got Hulu, nigga?
Yeah, watch that.
Yeah.
Go.
Go to Abbott Elementary, nigga. I know it's on your fucking... Nigga, what? Crazy.
It's on Hulu. That's how I started watching.
Hey, what y'all been watching this week, actually, since we're here?
I'm glad you asked that.
Kaleidoscope?
Nigga.
The Gilbert Arenas podcast?
It's a person's universe.
I heard about
that
shit. You posted about that.
The Gilbert Arenas podcast, man.
And then I ended up watching a new show called Will Trent. That shit good too.
You love you some white people, don't
you? No shit. I watch all kinds of shit, man. Anything that's about like solving murders and shit like that, man, I like that kind of shit. Like,
I ain't gonna lie.
Don't be one of them friends, niggas. Don't be one of them friends, niggas.
I'm not gonna lie. I watched.
You watched Friends. You just
yeah. I don't watch Friends.
Oh, so friends. I don't like Friends.
I would never watch that shit.
Seinfeld sucks to me too.
You just a little bit too strange to me.
I watched that new Best Man shit.
Yeah, that shit was good.
That shit was good. She was real good.
That shit was good.
Talk about it.
We can talk about it for a little bit.
And watch it. I'll be out the way, man. I'll be watching.
If you don't get you a girl, man. I mean,
get
I ain't.
What?
I ain't gonna do you like that. Not to the real villain of the show.
A lot of people saying Robin. Who's Robin? The wife?
The one that divorced
the
one who
after.
Yeah.
She is a little bit of a villain.
Yeah,
she's
a little.
She with the daughter anyway. Nigga, she didn't just say move. She said hold up.
Nigga, whole
nother
continent. You know.
That's nuts knowing that her daddy's like a good dude. Like, no matter like, don't you do. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, like a real life nigga. Now,
he was right. I mean,
he got money so he can travel, but still, it's like.
He still kind of fucked it up. He still fucked it up though, but it was still like he fucked it up. He fucked it up. I ain't gonna, he fucked that up. He wanted what's her name?
She was just a good person.
He wanted what's me alone? Yeah. She's a hot girl. All right. Who's the nigga you most like in that show?
That
shit was funny.
I'm curious. I'm probably a mixture of.
I like him
and the book writer. To be real, so I'm probably a mixture.
I'm probably a mix of Harper and Lance. Probably.
What's his name?
Harper.
Yeah.
I'm probably a mixture of Harper and Lance. I ain't gonna.
The reason why I say that is because, like, I'd be like.
You want the best
friend.
I feel that.
Well, yeah, that and getting older, shit. I understand like. What shit be like when niggas got, you know what I'm saying, nigga, like a chapter they kind of ain't never really,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, man? You know what I'm saying, like clothes, and they still trying to see what's there between certain. There's a lot of people that do that when they start getting older. Sometimes they start revisit past in their life. Okay, how different would shit be if I would have jumped?
That what if shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, blah, blah. Especially motherfucking all the way happy. So, yeah, man. Terrence was a player and shit, and I've always kind of been. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I was probably him shit. I didn't have feelings for too many people.
You love one, though.
Was having a good time.
Huh? What? He loved one.
Yeah.
What?
Somebody stressing out the bunch every few years.
It's a young thing.
You know what I mean?
It's a young thing.
Yeah, it'd be like that.
Yeah, you gotta go through it, right?
Did y'all? I think that's all I got for TV right now. Did y'all hear about Universal Studios wanting to create a theme park out here?
Could they please not?
Yeah. I mean, they should.
Hell no, look, the money could be used. The money could be used.
The money be used, nigga. The city ain't finna pay for that shit.
They not finna
pay for that shit. Just like they pay for the stadium, like some dumbass niggas.
Yeah.
Dumbasses. Yeah. I'm gonna keep real.
You got faith in this motherfucking city like that? Are you serious?
No, I ain't got faith in them. That's exactly why I wouldn't care. You know what I'm saying? Because they're never gonna put all that money in the schools and shit. But nigga, like, we know that nigga. We're from Vegas.
Wait, they talking about putting it next to it.
That's still what I want, though.
Right next to it.
That's still what I want, though.
What the fuck is wrong with them?
They want everything to be close to the strip.
They got to get something kid. They got rid of Wet n Wild, so they have to get another kid attraction down there.
Right next to Tart.
They want the.
And that's not no good area, boy.
Right to all this shit.
Their water going to be dirty than a motherfucker.
They want the big wigs and everybody who got money. Who they want them to catch a bus right to the Raiders game. Right to the NBA game. Nigga, they going to put the MLB stadium where the Tropicana Hotel is.
Is that why they about to get rid of the overpass?
You see that shit, the new Tropicana.
That's going to be terrible.
Call that shit.
That shit going to be terrible. 18 months.
Yep. Well, the
18,
they told us
that
work.
I don't
work on the strip no more.
Hey, don't visit Vegas for a while.
Year-round horror attraction.
I fuck with it.
That might be hard, though, to be real.
I fuck with it.
Because it doesn't have to necessarily even be like haunted houses. It could be, you know, like a horror themed roller coaster or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, all kinds of nigga, that could be hard.
Year round, though?
That means.
Niggas who like shit like that. Like,
that means we go in like March.
There are people that like Halloween more than any other holiday.
My nigga Levi got a sleeve full of fucking all of
that shit is fire.
Fucking Jason, Freddy, all of them niggas on
his arm. That shit is fire as fuck.
I gotta watch out for them motherfuckers too.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of nigga tattoo all the killers in movies.
Yeah.
I mean, hey.
Yeah. Some shit go wrong either, right?
I mean, he white.
We need to talk.
He white, so. White.
Pray even more so.
If it was a nigga, I'd be like, oh, that's a
nigga.
Yeah. You white.
You just white. Yeah.
Yeah, you white. That's normal.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I'm a tattoo. It's good times.
Which one?
Florida Evans?
Like, which one? I was like, which one? Like, which one? Hold on.
Florida Evans or Janet Jackson?
Like,
I'm just
one?
Talking shit. I'm not really going to do this.
She's going to look like a microphone. They're like, nigga, do you sing?
Do they have a daughter? Other than Janet Jackson?
Well, yeah, shit.
JJ.
Hell yeah, the oldest is a girl.
The oldest is
a girl.
Reba.
So which one?
Reba? And
then Reba or Janet.
And then, oh, I don't know which one. If I had to pick, I'm gonna pick
Jack. But
wasn't she like a child
on the show or
some shit?
Hell yeah. Not that. All right, niggas. What are some things that men shouldn't do?
Shouldn't do?
Period.
Like a job?
In life, this period. Not saying
give
job.
Example.
Wear your watch on your right wrist.
Why would you really watch me right here? Oh, right.
Ask about another
thing.
I'm asking
the
question.
You
should not do it.
Just
I definitely
put my
watch on my
don't
ask about another
thing. Wait, niggas. Why are niggas asking about other niggas' dicks?
Niggas be worried. That's what you call sassy.
Yeah, nigga,
that,
I heard your dick was trash, though.
That'll try to compare themselves.
Excuse me?
That'll try to compare themselves to the bitch and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like compare you and fuck with the same bitch. You know
oh, my goodness. It's very high schoolish. It just make you, niggas don't touch me. I'm good.
They're very weird today. What else?
Let me think. You ain't got that?
What shouldn't it be?
What shouldn't a nigga do?
What do
jealous.
You think?
A lot of things
niggas
shouldn't be.
Niggas
shouldn't be jealous.
I learned that from Hov.
Man, not be jealous.
That's a female trait.
Shouldn't be worried about the next man at all, really.
I mean, no, don't get me wrong. Sometimes
Hov a liar, nigga.
Sometimes
there
I
was
how?
A nigga in fucking Beyonce's face that she was showing attention to. That nigga definitely.
Right, that's his wife.
His wife.
Okay,
that's
so don't different. Be jealous, nigga. Regardless,
Nick, he made that over what 25 years ago?
Still.
It's been a while.
That's what my girl to shoot down other niggas. I don't need to like.
That's off of what reason about?
You get what I'm saying?
What?
Niggas who like be overly. Pardon
me. That reason about it. Just, that's different. Right. My bad. Cool. That's
right.
Different.
Like, shit,
right.
He would get jealous.
I don't know.
If she was entertaining,
you think it's jealousy
nigga?
Or disrespect?
It depends on the nigga. It depends on the nigga.
Okay, think about it like this.
It depends on the nigga.
I feel like in the same way that the Jada is right?
Oh, Jesus.
We knew Jada was a hoe.
I mean, Will was doing this shit too. He was just more quieter.
Jada and Will don't even fuck with each other. Like,
to
be real.
Nah, really.
He's not mad she fucked that nigga. He's mad that he knows she fucked that nigga.
Pretty much.
Because he got bitches on the side,
he
too.
He was mad that it came out. Remember when they sat down, the first thing he said was, I'm
he said, man, you ain't handling your shit over there.
I wouldn't want to talk about that shit no more, either.
He basically was like, I don't want to keep talking about this shit.
Yeah, he not even here.
He said, bitch, do you not remember the NDA?
What up, gang?
What's up?
How you doing?
What's up?
Y'all
coming
right now?
Yeah.
Oh.
But
that's really what it was. I think
you know they both was dating
other people at that time. You know what I'm
saying?
It should be
different.
And then fucking in the same way,
it
fucking
James
and Johnson
with my
shit
like that.
It depends
I,
on the nigga.
Oh,
it depends on
the
nigga.
Being taking sides.
Yes.
No,
I
agree with
you.
Did you see how she
looked
at LeBron?
Yeah, the person you love.
Did you see how she looked at LeBron?
I need to get involved. I did.
You got to feel
why would
some
you do,
type of jealousy.
You, but Savannah
of,
is
Savannah,
with all the respect.
Because you love that person.
I'm
Savannah,
just saying,
Savannah.
Niggas, like
Savannah
you
is
yours,
Savannah.
Exactly. So, yeah. You are going to feel some type of jealousy. You're a weird nigga who has a kink.
With all due respect.
That shit like we talked about before. So.
Niggas is weird.
Yeah. So that I can understand for sure. But I don't think
I need
disrespect is necessarily jealousy. Some people are reacting to the actual disrespect, not the jealous part of it. You know what I'm saying? Like.
You let this shit get to the tap, boy?
Damn.
You is not holding that. You is not holding down your side of the deal.
Talking to a nigga, I was mad about the way she moved and doing it.
You was not holding down your side of the deal.
Talking to my homie or something like that. Nigga, like, that's wrong, nigga. You can holler at me.
See, like, but my thing is like, bitch, I don't give a fuck if you cheat, but, like, now feelings is involved. Most bitches, they cheat. Their feelings get involved. Now they attached to this nigga. They want to talk to this nigga every day.
Well, I don't think it's really cheating. They want to be talking to each other.
What you mean?
I mean, this is a marriage. They want to talk to each other.
But they were probably, in an open marriage,
you know,
right?
They if they said they
she get... was, that nigga was living at the house with them.
Yeah.
They had, like, broke up and shit. And she thought, like, my nigga, like, they was on dating other bitches.
They got a big enough compound for it.
I know.
Yeah, nigga. As a matter of fact, Malaika's little brother is the one of Willow's best friend. And the nigga be like, nigga, I've been at the house for days and I've never seen him.
I had a homeboy.
I've never seen him. Like, they know.
That's dope.
He told me that Will used to, because he bought one time, he was like, I'll show you something. Fucking, there was this training in Dubai that we used to see all the fucking time. I see pictures, I see receipts, all of this shit. This nigga used to get a room for him and Jada, but then the training up the hallway.
The like the what?
Really up the hallway. And my homie showed me a picture of it. He was like, "Is it a girl or a boy?" I was like, I don't even want to answer it. I don't like answering questions like that because obviously it's a fucking. But fucking, look like a bitch and everything. Like, mad than a motherfucker. And he said, we'll be fucking.
And it was in the car. I mean, bro, we heard that
before. I mean, shit, if that's what you like.
Hey, that's
I was going to say, whatever. What's going on in other people's bedrooms?
Are really fucking weird. I'm going to be real. People who are really good at what they do. Are really fucking weak.
Yeah.
Most times you meet people like that, their talent drives them crazy.
I believe it. I believe it.
They be crazy from early on about it.
They're so fixated on the nigga that they really don't know nothing else. They be fucked up.
Yep.
That is. Yeah, we're just gonna switch topics now. No, I'm good.
I understand how it happened.
I do. All right.
Ooh, that's ugly.
It's a lot.
Saying, like,
I ain't saying shit about that.
I already have my Twitter system.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Nigga called it a dust up. I'm cool. Old fucking fashion.
Nigga, was that two Twitters ago? Which one?
I don't know. That was his one.
This nigga gonna get canceled.
We're gonna leave that there. And we're gonna leave that there. Nope, we're gonna leave it there. We're gonna leave that there. Hey, I saw this video this past week on Twitter. I didn't know niggas was out here actually eating coochie in the club.
In the club?
Oh, hell no.
Out here?
That don't make it no
better.
Oh, no,
they didn't say the club.
Oh, no, it wasn't that video of that girl that took that butt plug out. She shot.
I know Adrian Broner ate a stripper bitch pussy.
That was disgusting, too.
He did what?
Texas some years ago.
What the fuck?
Like, stripper was on stage. He was throwing money and shit. He put the pussy on stage.
That's crazy.
While she was at work. But I didn't see no video of that shit recently. Who did it recently?
Some black nigga. He did that shit.
And it's supposed to be in Vegas?
I don't know where it was. It didn't say.
I'm going to be real, nigga. That kind of shit really only makes sense in Vegas. To me? No, I'm saying, like, niggas
you need to stay
with
it, motherfucker.
Fuck niggas be in Vegas. Like, I could definitely
and you pull up the video? What?
They
going to jail. They get
like, you know what I'm saying?
No, I ain't leaving with that.
They going to jail, nigga. You can't do that in public. What the fuck?
Fried already.
Sickos.
She was riding that nigga.
Pass the pickup, jumping, nigga.
Boy, she was riding that face in the club, my boy. Like,
I'm proud of.
What?
What?
I'm proud of. Sounds like she had a great fucking night.
This nigga is the problem.
She's a smart bitch. She didn't put herself in any danger. There's security in here.
She said, this is I mean, it is
that's
security.
That's a hell of a story to tell. That's a hell of a story to tell with the video.
Yeah. Nigga can't rape her in here. She's security and everything.
That is...
It was like right in the middle, too. Like, that... That's crazy.
All she had to do was show a little pussy.
That's all right. She do it all. She do probably do the OnlyFans already. So I mean, shit, might as well.
That's y'all going there.
Two men today, Hilton Grand Vacations, happiest
us. Us. That's crazy. I ain't gonna lie, that look like Dre's though. But,
freaky ass.
Man, I hope it wasn't Dre. It's bad. That means the bitch eating pussy to Lil Wayne or some shit. That shit weird. You can't be the
clay eating pussy to Lil Wayne. You gotta be. Hey, hold on. Yeah, you on that good European white doing that like, shit. You boy, no.
Hey, oh shit!
You know whatever them drugs they was on Bad Boys too.
Oh yeah, hey. It was on Molly.
I mean the same shit that they had from all the same shit they passed out. They was passing out in that club, nigga. They wild.
That's crazy. All right, niggas. I want your top five coochies, individual. Top five
their coochies. Name?
No.
Oh. I was gonna say, like, damn nigga, that's personal. Yeah, you gonna offend
type
somebody.
Type pussy.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not gonna think about it.
You top said five. Type?
Shit, I can do it.
Yes.
I'm gonna go from five.
Oh, six, Jesus.
Okay, so we got baby mama pussy.
Oh,
okay.
Okay. Okay.
Lesbian pussy.
Okay. Like studs or just like
no, what?
Like I gotta clarify, like, nigga.
No. Who's like, fucking studs?
Stud pussy is number one. Okay. Stud pussy is number one.
Exactly, nigga.
I don't get used
to this gay shit I heard in a while. Like,
niggas was saying it last night, bro.
Like, what kind of prison vibe like, shit is this?
Damn. Because I was thinking about it, yeah, stud pussy,
that's
it
crazy.
Hit different. It has less mileages on it.
That's crazy, though.
It's tight, it's wet, it's ready to go.
So what was number
saying
two?
Saying this after we had a transvestite.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy, bro.
Transsexual conversation.
It's kind
of funny.
Oh.
As we're talking about trans, it's kind of funny.
Oh. You relate to both of those? You relate a trans to a fucking...
I'm just saying, some people...
I guess it ain't. Hey, that's
like silly. Look like that's niggas. Like, yeah, bitches that look like niggas. You know what I'm saying? That's what they're going to try to say.
Nah, man. Because there'll be some studs that is fine. Like,
yeah, for sure. No, crazy? I'm just talking shit.
No. I think about, like, fine, like not all the... Like, light skin, yeah. Thick ones. Hey. That's like... Yeah. But only thing I think about is, like, when bitches be doing Kegels, like, how you know they shit super tight? Because, like, they used to fuck with other females. Like, hell, they ain't used to, like, knowing how to take dick. So it's like,
that, yeah.
You
want to
know how
I
much experience
know.
You got.
Because not every... Not
did you
every
see the
stud.
Did you see the two studs that they're supposed to be?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But which
by one? Fredo?
Bitch bad.
By Fredo?
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, studs come in different varieties and flavors. So we can't just all... No, I understand. But we can't just all just think that they just all going to be butch niggas. Right.
Like, you know like Young
there
and May.
There's some studs out there that...
Yeah,
they got
boys, but they still look like women.
Yeah, fucking
bullseye. Bro, because it's like, wow. Does that accept I'll pull them draws down, bitch.
I have a homegirl. She thinks she's a nigga. Everything. Huh? She has a pretty.
No, yeah, to think on that. It's questionable.
She's such a nigga.
We're good.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I can never imagine.
Bro.
She gangbang.
She be like, man, don't you ever. That's gay, man.
Oh, anyway.
Niggas gangbang, tatted up, all that shit. I feel like
what?
She ain't niggas hell, but she has some.
Like yeah, I don't partake in the stud pussy.
She was like, you know
these?
I bet. I was like,
oh,
hell
I bet.
Hey, hold on, bitch. Hold on. Nah.
I bet.
The fuck?
Number two, I was going to say, was any pussy from East Coast. East Coast pussy.
It is.
East Coast pussy.
It is.
Like, just like what he was saying, like, you fucked a bitch in Chicago. Nigga, you fucked a bitch from I just want that raw, rugged, like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I like it when a bitch talks, like.
I
with them accents, and then they just talk that shit to you. It's like, okay, but
You niggas are devious.
Take this shit, son. Word of my
You got your five? She said, yo, word of my mother, you doing your shit.
And then she give the kisses with it. Word of my mother.
Where your butt is at? Like, no. Like,
keep that shit. That shit, man. I feel like this shit may start breaking.
Hey, hold on. You're not including the Baltimore chicks, right?
Oh yeah. Y'all ain't saying one of my favorite ones. Hey, them Southern women. Hey, them Southern women. Hey, they be thick too. Hey, boy, you ain't see this nigga. Hey, I said them Southern women. This nigga licked his lips like LL Cool J in the 90s.
Yeah, Southern women got it.
Hey, I got a thing for them. Hey, them thick ones. Them thick ones.
All right, wait, all right.
Everything bigger in Texas.
You got your five or no? You still got to think about it.
I'm going to think about it.
Just say five, man. All right.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
Can I use any of those he used?
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
I know for me, top two.
That's like
what the?
Yeah. I ain't never had no.
It's not on my list.
I would say, back in the job,
the best times of my life. Bring it, man. Hey, run it back. Some of the best times, dude.
Man. I'm gonna
keep
real.
Y'all see my Twitter bio. You know, I need a 30 for 30 for 2014. I was side nigga of the year. Oh, I need a 30 for 30 on this shit.
Oh, when she baby mom pussy.
Yo, baby mama.
Single mama pussy or
daddy? Yeah, she coochie be elite. She be like ram me, and I'd be like, all right, I'm finna crack.
They be saying the move, but sometimes that pussy be
damn. That daddy issue coochie. Oh,
they just be with all the shit.
Oh,
they with all the shit.
That don't make just cause bitch freaking on me a pussy.
This is true.
She might do something. She might do something strange though.
Traveling.
I'm gonna say number one.
Traveling.
Number one is probably Number one is probably, I don't even know why, but they move that way. You know what I'm saying? She does like rebellious type of stuff. I was about to say that second. When that nigga cheat, nigga, they gonna make sure they do everything to you, man, and let you do everything to them.
Secret pussy be cool.
That and
We gotta like we just gotta do it on a lot.
That would be number two for me.
That's
shit
good.
Right. And then
see a DMV.
I never had it.
I'm not even gonna say I ain't never had it, but I ain't.
That pussy tastes like.
Told y'all I'm not a hoe.
I ain't touch you.
We just talking about pussy. I ain't
never. What's wrong with you? So, yeah, man. So, that was four, I named.
Yeah, that's four.
Right.
You got four.
And so, if I do fifth, I'll probably do fifth.
I ain't mad at it. I ain't mad at it.
I be understanding why the nigga mad.
You annoying as fuck, but that pussy hype. Was like...
And sometimes they be cool as fuck, but the pussy be trash. They be like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, nigga, that's how you end up getting pregnant, because you didn't think it was hella cool, and he probably did this bitch. I can't stop fucking with him. But he was all fucking other bitches and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So that was like his ride or die bitch for all of years.
Ooh, I just thought of my number two. I just thought of my number two.
Go ahead, Twan.
So my number one is easily like side nigga shit, like elite. Number two is that pride pussy. It's like, oh, you, oh, a bit like a bitch curvy or some shit, but then she come back begging for it or some shit like that. You are boy, that's right. You want it, and now you want to put your mouth on me, and I might let you do it. I might.
That we not supposed to be fucking pussy. You be like top two.
Man.
I don't even mean like cheating.
Yeah, not on some.
I'm talking about like you dated the friends, the sister, and shit. Like ain't nobody supposed to know. Like y'all fuck around. Like,
hey, that one time. Hey, number four is for what? One night stand. I was like, cool. Hey, that's wild. I got it. The referral pussy. Oh yes. The referral pussy. The friend group pussy. Yes. Or allegedly.
Nah, it ain't about telling me shit, nigga. They just be trying to nigga find out. Like,
allegedly. Huh? I'll be reading the timeline.
You know what I'm saying? Keep real, man.
I'll be reading the news.
The nigga that they really like.
I go to the mall sometimes.
Let me see what my five is. I'm gonna have to say nurse pussy up there for me.
Nigga, what you got? Nigga, you better hope you don't go to no.
I like them though. Don't get wrong. There's some whores I like. I'm just saying they're whores.
Hey, oh, flight attendant Gucci?
What the nigga said last night, the scrubs? Like, I don't understand. Like, it be
women in the medical field be extra sexual.
That ass jiggle differently in scrubs, my boy.
Boy, yeah. The scrubs, bro.
Shout out to the scrubs.
The women in the medical field is like they be a different kind of freaky. I don't know why.
I'm gonna have to say.
Pussy is
I'm gonna throw call center pussy in there.
No, like
that's normally drama.
Oh, it is. Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah, yeah. I would never want to touch that pussy. That's me.
Huh?
I don't want no bitch to have a pussy.
Me? Who said I worked there? Wiley.
I like being private. I like the one that's real private.
I'ma also say, you know the chicks that be into like, yes.
Oh, spirituals.
Yes, the free spirit of joints.
The organic
deodorant and don't
say they're
absolutely.
Yes. Absolutely.
One I know that's
what are you fine. Niggas liars like? Like
no, this one I know that's really thinking fine, and I think she might have some good pussy because the niggas that be with her, they have a hard time leaving.
Middle East.
Like,
hey, the Middle East ones. Oh, all right. Hey, shout out to y'all.
Period panties on fucking IG one day, and I had to
find out. I'm not mad at you.
She posted some period panties on Instagram one day. I don't understand what she was trying to say. That's stupid.
There's one chick.
Hey, that thing was
that
changing
crazy.
Lives. I might need a sample. Hey, that Erykah Badu was changing lives. Y'all take a little on the side to go.
That is some shit that'll make a nigga go crazy.
What?
I know she got that.
Girl. Don't even. You get,
I real, man. I fuck
you don't have to do this.
I'm like, hey, bitch, y'all make me cool. I'm in it. I be saying that shit. Like, if the right nigga gets you, girl,
shit,
they gonna have you right.
Unfortunately, crazy pussy is at the might be at the top of the list.
It's up there.
Oh my!
Stupid bitch pussy is fire.
Oh,
also the women.
I hated it.
Also the women that
you love a rat.
That, like you said, the dad wasn't in their life. Yeah, that is pretty up there.
Oh, I hate that I thought of that, but
it's toxic. It's okay.
Huh? Hey, you know.
They say bitches are pussies with goals and shit like that is trash.
Yeah, you can keep that. I ain't gonna front. I don't want
those hoes for real. Any chick that I met in the church, any girl that went to Second Baptist.
Lord have mercy.
Y'all are nasty.
Oh, sir.
You calling out sir. The congregation? Sir.
Every single one of them bitches from Second Baptist.
Hey, look.
Sir. We are friends with them. We are friends with some of them.
Hey, I'm friends with some of them too. No. Hey. They were all heathens, nigga. All of them. And they
I'm trying to get one back on here, goddammit.
Nigga, she'll come back. She was a heathen. She was a super heathen. They fuck with.
Why are you turning into juvenile?
I fuck with every
you feel me?
Fuck with your boy, you feel me? Yeah, them church hoes, they really wasn't following that shit.
Oh, y'all, you don't want to say nothing now, huh? Oh, okay, it's good. Nah, you good.
You met your girl at church? Shit. I hope it wasn't Second Baptist.
Nah, my girl.
I hope it wasn't Victory. She lived. Oh, okay.
Hey, leave Victory and proud of it, though.
No, nigga, Victory got it worse. Victory got it worse than fucking Second Baptist. Listen,
churches
out here are like high schools.
He ain't lying.
You went to Sunday school? Them bitches, what?
Shout to Calvary.
I know some niggas who was getting their dicks sucked in fucking at church. Y'all niggas is nasty. And God was watching y'all.
He know they hard.
You believe.
He know they hard.
I wasn't getting my dick sucked, but I was definitely.
If you believe.
Hey, hold on, bro. Hey, hold on. You wildin'. You wildin' for that.
What that nigga say?
I said, if you don't sin, Jesus died for
nothing. That's a you nasty.
You
sin
on
I ain't saying on church grounds. I ain't
with a pastor.
The fact that you got it defined as church grounds means that y'all had a discussion.
First off, I'm married, so if I want to fuck at church, I'm gonna fuck at church.
Is that
sound like a threat?
God gonna look at it as me and my wife is celebrating our marriage in his house.
You don't pay motherfucking rent there.
I don't know if that's a place to.
Play. I mean, but I don't think it's a place to. I'm not saying I do that, but I'm just saying.
I'm not even religious at all, but that's blasphemous to the motherfucker. Hey,
I don't even want to get to this next topic because y'all.
What's the next one?
What's the next
one? This
nigga
think being married means fucking in church. That is crazy.
That's just wild.
I didn't say it was right. I would do that. I'm just saying. You
need to dial it back.
God was like, go ahead, son.
That's what it sounded like.
That's what it sounded like you said.
Y'all niggas need to dial it back.
All right, praise the Lord, Saints.
We can really get into it. Boy.
You just say, at
which do you prefer?
That's what you was doing, you nasty ass little boy.
Wilding. Which do you prefer? A little peach fuzz, bald, or Lenny Strip?
No, bald as fuck. I prefer bald, and I'm be real. Back in the day, I did. Now I definitely prefer bald.
Yeah. All the hygiene thing.
Any niggas would be like, yo, but at the same time,
you eat pussy, you should prefer bald.
I eat pussy, yeah, exactly. And I don't want no hair in my mouth.
I ain't trying to tell you that.
Literally, it's a hygiene thing, like.
Now, just eat the pussy.
If you go to the gym and you sweat, you
go ahead, get a beater done.
But you know, being younger, back in the day,
see, but no,
women didn't shave the same way.
No, yes. They didn't.
That Lannister shit was in if you did like shoots and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of them didn't go bald. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, a little bit of hair is not.
Like, some people did, but
if you got a fan down there,
I don't even want to curl up though. That's manageable. You gonna eat it with the seasoned pussy? This nigga want a boosty fade on a pussy?
She put the zero.
First couple days, it'd be like a cactus when you try to eat the pussy. It should be spiked.
See, but at the same time,
please get that wax
and shit like that. So, well, shit, y'all got beards, nigga.
Please get that wax.
Whatever this is, but I be
that nigga got the super villain mustache.
What you got?
Shit, nigga, a beard?
A beard. Nigga, like, I'm just saying that that stubble that is up in here. I'm like, all right, that's pretty cool.
Y'all just having a hair battle at that point.
Yeah.
I know. Right. It's fine. Hey, we got a couple in the Ask the Pod real quick. We got a couple questions in the Ask the Pod. Shit. Your girl and your mom switch bodies. In order to make them switch back, you got to fuck one of them. Who you choosing?
Right, don't you, this is weirdo shit. Who the hell?
Your girl and your mama.
No.
That's what I said. No. I'm like, I don't even want to
have. Right, no, what the fuck?
Look, yeah, if I go viral,
that shit weird as hell.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't do the incest shit. That's...
Are you accepting hush money from your man's girl if you catch her cheating?
Yeah, possibly. I'm
gonna finish the buff.
Wait, what is the question?
Are you accepting hush money from your man's girl if you catch her cheating?
I might. I have a reason why I say that, though. That has nothing to do with the money. Yeah.
Elaborate.
Kinda.
I'm gonna tell you why.
You'd be surprised.
Why man. Because from my experience, some motherfuckers ain't getting cheated on, the relationship don't end. Somebody just starts disliking you. So now you're in a friend relationship.
It depends on your man. I don't want my man. If I'm married and in love and I got all my shit on the line, I want my man to tell
me. If it's just a girl I'm fucking with,
she's just my girlfriend, I'd be like,
all right, I might want him to tell me, but at the same time, I've just seen it too much to where, you know what I'm saying, nigga, like you say it, and the person stay with that person. Now they don't really like you being at the house. You can't record there without it being uncomfortable. Even though I'm not uncomfortable, nigga. They just make them feel crazy. Like,
yeah.
So yeah, you know
what I'm saying? Very weird.
I've seen it with men and women. You know what I'm saying? Just be real. So I'm cool. Now if it's something like agrees, like she fucking like our other homeboys, but like if I come out anyway, I'm like, okay, man. I might have to say this now. Dude. Like, you kind of do. Outside of that, no, shit,
I ain't mad at it.
Sometimes the person they with knows more than what they at now.
Generally, I'm on my business. I try not to even look for that shit.
I'm a real. I think most people know when they're with
them. Because most people are cheating.
That's when you live with them.
Most people are cheating.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think you just
even the happy, even the happy ones.
What they doing, but you know, some don't be like.
Some ain't sitting right.
Even the happy.
Okay, I got one more. Which universe would you choose to live in? Marvel, DC, or Transformers?
I feel like DC probably the safest.
The Batman?
Oh shit! Yeah, Batman will fuck you up. You will catch a Batman fade for jaywalking.
Am I a Transformer?
Transformers, that world be damn near ready to get blown up the whole time.
Nah, you like Tyrese.
We talking about actually like living.
Yeah, you like Tyrese, nah.
No, I can't say Marvel because niggas snap his fingers.
Yeah, so like the safest one is DC.
Like, and I ain't got no powers.
Hell yeah! Like, what the fuck I'm doing here?
Regular nigga.
If I had
to Marvel and Transformers, they destroy city buildings like nothing.
I
like,
go to work.
Transformers don't even get.
Nigga, what about my car?
That's it, worry about.
What? Don't get to brag about it.
What the fuck?
Is that how you get bitches, nigga? Like you drive past Rolls Royce Marvin in the morning. Like, oh, look at this transformer. This nigga done upgraded. That shit sound crazy as motherfucker.
Why does this nigga have beef with Transformers?
That is a Rolls Royce. That's crazy.
That's insane.
Wait till I get this boat. Look at it.
Oh, you would shot it when it popped the legend. That's crazy. I might choose MCU, personally. I might. I don't know, cause yeah,
right. Like, you literally just died for no reason.
I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about the Hulk doing some weird shit.
Yeah, Petty. Like, I feel like I get my stamina up though. Like, he may catch me off guard the first time, but I will sleep that. Like, you still regular.
You sleep who?
Batman.
He's sleeping Batman.
Boy, Batman. You gonna hit Batman like.
My nigga got a utility belt. My nigga got a utility belt too.
He has every degree on this planet.
He still ain't smart in Black Panther.
Ooh, interception. But,
already?
Fucking game just started.
Yeah, no.
God damn.
Yeah, that was hella quick.
I'm not neither. I don't give a fuck
about it. Still whooping his ass.
That's all I got for Axe the Pod. I'll grind you niggas' gears this week.
That per usual.
Fuck. Tua Tagovailoa fucking still on fucking concussion protocol like a bitch ass nigga and then fucking playoffs and this bitch ass nigga ain't playing. Bridgewater acting like a bitch, too, so it's like just a bunch of
bitches. I forgot he was even on that roster.
Bitches that don't mind their business.
Yeah, I agree. That and the price of eggs.
Especially ones that
are hip. The price of eggs is ridiculous.
What grand is my game?
I just bought
$9 for some fucking...
$9 for a carton?
For Vital Farms, I think it's like 18.
Shout out to Sam's Club.
It's the brown eggs.
Yeah, let's hold it down.
It's the brown eggs.
Shout out to Sam's Club. Oh, you fancy. Who? You. What you mean? He buying brown eggs? This nigga fancy as fuck.
What the fuck? Wait a minute.
What is brown
eggs? Are you that pro black?
That's
like this nigga eat my eggs brown.
Oh, touchdown already? Goddamn,
that was quick.
Oh, damn, they
finna
shit out
of
Jags. Yes,
yeah,
Jesus Christ, just gave it
off.
They
running
their
shit.
Legit. You see that back stand up off the bitch?
What?
You know, Jalen Rose is like a back.
Sunshine.
Hey, oh shit. Hey, that's another episode of the Black Aces Podcast.
God,
like,
damn.
Subscribe, all that good shit, comment.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, I'm done too. Fuck.
Oh my God.
Side. heard your nigga wildin' on the